Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morning show, Larry Richard, and we go live to Jerusalem. CBS's Robert Berger, who's been reporting since 1989, knows more about life in Israel than anybody I know. Robert, good morning. Or in
good
your
morning,
case,
Larry.
Afternoon. The ceasefire holding?
It is. Basically, since yesterday, there hasn't been any fire, and Israelis woke up today feeling a lot more confident about walking around on the streets. You know, for 12 days, you had these ballistic missiles coming in from Iran that carry these very heavy warheads, causing a lot of damage to neighborhoods. So a lot of people going, assessing the damage if their homes were hit. Others, kids getting back to school, some people going back to work.
It's remarkable the resilience of the Israeli people and over the years. Just in this case, though, the confrontation with Iran, happily in a ceasefire. Are you optimistic that this will hold?
I think the ceasefire is going to hold. Of course, there are big questions in addition to that. Basically, President Trump wants a ceasefire. I actually think the Israelis might have liked to had a few more days to target Iran. This was a very successful air war, and there were additional targets they might have liked to have gotten. But overall, the assessment in Israel, I know there's a lot of debate now in America about whether how far back Iran was set by these airstrikes, both U.S. and Israeli. But here, the feeling is that their nuclear program has been set back quite a ways. Having said that, this is a hostile regime to Israel, especially, and the feeling is that they're going to try and revive that nuclear program.
I'm curious, Robert, what the reaction was to President Trump. The last thing he said when he got into the helicopter, Marine One, was that both countries, and he dropped an expletive, don't know what they're doing. What was the reaction in Israel to that?
A little shocked. That's about the toughest public criticism I've heard of Israel over the years, especially since Trump has really been backing Israel throughout this war and throughout Gaza. He was very complimentary to the Israeli airstrikes. I think there was a misunderstanding. The ceasefire was due to take place 6 hours after the time President Trump announced it at 1 a.m. Eastern the other day. And in the Middle East, that means you have 6 more hours to inflict some final blows. So Israel had launched some heavy attacks on Iran. Iran fired missiles at Israel. And President Trump didn't like it. So that hurt the Israelis. But the feeling is that they'll get beyond that and get relations back on track.
And he said, and apparently did, once he boarded Air Force One to go to the Netherlands for the NATO summit, that he reached out to Benjamin Netanyahu to try to call off the attack, which was tempered. So nothing has transpired between the two countries since. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, the people kind of joke that maybe Israel's the 51st state and not Canada, because President Trump said, turn those aircraft around. The Israelis were on their way to a strike inside Iran, and President gave what amounted really much to an order by, if you will, the commander-in-chief, and Netanyahu really had no choice but to call the planes back. They did carry out a symbolic strike on a radar site, but it was very minor, and they came back. And now the ceasefire is holding.
That part, very good news, though we did hear there was an attack on Israeli soldiers in Gaza.
Yeah, so you wake up, you finish one war, and during these 12 days of war with Iran, people sort of forgot about Gaza or it got pushed on the back burner. You know, that war has been going on for more than 630 days, and it's still there. You have 50 hostages, of whom 20 are believed to be alive. And so Israelis woke up to the news this morning that 7 soldiers were killed in an ambush in Gaza when their armored vehicle was hit by a bomb. So, yeah, that's any elation there might have been over the end of the Iran conflict was tempered by that ongoing war.
And finally, Robert, a question about retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland of CBS, who I'm sure you're familiar with, military analyst, suggested that Iran is in disarray in terms of military leadership.
Well, Israel, in the very opening salvo, killed 3 top generals, basically chiefs of staff of the Revolutionary Guards, of the Air Force, and the military. And they killed quite a number of military commanders during this 12-day conflict, and also inflicting damage on the ballistic missile program and on various facilities of the Revolutionary Guard. So, yeah, they are kind of in disarray, I would think. But what what a lot of people were hoping for, both here and in America and elsewhere, was maybe regime change. That we'll have to wait and see, because the war is over, and there really isn't any sign on the ground of major unrest that might topple the Ayatollah regime.
Robert, as always, really appreciate your time and your perspective. Thank you. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
You got it. That is Robert Berger in Jerusalem from CBS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.